This is the Seven Figure Standard Podcast, hosted by Arash Vasugi and Mikey Stiller, with mindset and strategies to help you break through and create personal freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Seven Figure Standard Podcast. I'm Mikey Stiller, joined by my co-host, Arash Vasugi, and we're thrilled to be back with you for another episode. Today is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to go over a new concept that Arash has been working on. And Arash, I'm excited to jump into it, but first, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm doing great as well. And I think everybody listening to this right now has probably heard the term act as if, but I want you to give us a new spin on it.
Yeah, let's look at this. I remember when I used to hear this act as if, and I didn't connect to it right away because I didn't understand it. But as I understood it, that's all I've lived my life on for the past, for sure, 15 years. And act as if you're already the person you want to become, living the life you dream of living. What would that be? See, we've got to start getting in the spirit that we're already there. And how you do it first is you've got to start imagining waking up every morning like you're already that person. Like if you woke up today, you achieved all your dreams, the big dream that you're working on right now, you achieved it. How would you feel? So in order to act as if, this isn't make-believe. This is preparing your future self how you're determined to live. So every time we're seeing ourselves with what we would see had we already achieved our goal, let's say wealth. Let's say somebody wants to be wealthy. Like if you were wealthy right now, what would you see? Would you be emotionally free? Then you'd feel emotionally free. How prideful would you feel of what you accomplished? You know, I always think of this. I was thinking of this yesterday, Mike. I remember when I was first starting out, I was in such a dire financial situation. All I wanted was to create some breathing room. And I remember my first big jump was I went from $150,000 in debt to a positive $282,000. I would have, a year before, I would have died to be in that position. Then when I got there, I was like, I want more. I want to see how far I can take this. But I realized it's not about the things that we're really wanting. It's about the feeling that's connected to it, the feeling of emotional freedom, the feeling of pride, the feeling of joy, the feeling of fulfillment. So if we're going to really master acting as if, and you know, the funny thing is we act as if worst case scenario all the time. We're practicing this all the time anyway for most people. But you make every decision not based on circumstance, but where you see yourself in the future. And so look at it. Every time you're acting as if, you're sending a message to the universe that I am ready for the success that I deserve. But when we're not acting as if, we're just acting from the present circumstances, you know what we're saying? Keep giving me more of the same. And that's why we have to make this second the day we decide that we have already owned our dream and it is done. It is so important to understand that.
Arash, there's that saying, it's so easy to do, but it's so easy not to do. And I think in this case, it's so easy to understand this, but it's also so easy to misunderstand this. And I think just hearing questions from clients over the years, I'll hear someone say, okay, so act as if you want me to go buy the Ferrari that I want right now, even though I don't have the money. No, not necessarily. What I want you to do is have the disciplines as if you had achieved that goal. I want you to do the work as if you were that person already. So will you connect like discipline and standard and decision into the work to become that person, not the reward of that person? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it starts with philosophy. This all starts with philosophy. Acting as if is a philosophy. But we've got to understand the person who acts like they're a millionaire are opening the door to become a millionaire. Like I was a millionaire years before it showed up. Like I already saw myself there. And we see ourselves with the easy things. Like I could say, well, are you going to dinner Friday night? You could see yourself if you have dinner reservations to this place. You know, like I see myself there. So we've got to start seeing ourselves how we want to live or else we're just screwing around. And we've got to embrace the principle to practice this over and over and over again. And you watch how the outside world will shape itself. You will watch it, how it'll shape itself around you. But it takes discipline because your program is going to say, come on, what are you doing? This is crazy. But why isn't it crazy when you're focusing on worst case scenario? Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What do you think you're doing? You're doing the same thing. I think being wealthy is not about a significant bank account. It's about living the life how you want to live. I think that's the greatest benefit. But the greatest benefit is in our thinking. With our clients, I'm forever talking, the vision is not enough. The vision starts the game, but you have to have an identity of grit and perseverance. Because success is not linear. It's not this arrow up. It's a combination of a lot of setbacks and a lot of wins. And when you're acting as if, I'm using the term wealth today. So like if a wealthy mindset never sees stop signs, they see detours. They never see stop signs. A poverty mindset stops in their track. Oh, I'm never going to try this again. And so we've got to understand that failure is one of the greatest teachers we'll ever have. You're going to learn so much more from your losses than you are your wins. And we have to embrace failure and constantly pivot forward. The minute we pivot forward, when we have a setback, we are creating a new identity. We're literally shaping our identity. And I'm not talking about positive thinking here. I'm talking about accurate thinking. You think how you would think had you already achieved it, but we've got to already see it done. Accurate thinking is maintaining the belief you will succeed, and you focus on strategies on who I can be, what I can do right now. And as you do that, you're going to start creating more and more freedom in your life. But we've got to understand freedom, there is a price. That price requires a big idea of ourselves, a big vision, great amount of grit, and weathering adversity, because you will get adversity along the way.
Yeah, this is so good. Raj, one of the things that I love about everything that you teach is how you give processes and implementation, but you do talk about working smarter, not harder, and that falls under leverage. Do you think that acting as if falls in that category?
Yeah, so when you act as if and you've done enough rewiring of doing it, it's going to become your automatic programming. And then your brain is always looking at the least effort. So you're constantly thinking of how I can do this in a better way. What we all have to understand, every one of us can do so much better than what we're doing right now. Like we could literally do 25 times better, but the person listening to this, oh, that's going to take a lot of work. If you're going to do 25 times better, it's not going to trade your time for doing it. You're going to work with bigger ideas. You're going to work with bigger strategies. So we have to start seeing exactly what we want to see before it's even here in our physical eyes. We've got to start acting as that person. See, when we're acting as that person, you have the confidence before you even have it inside of you. You stand up tall. You speak with a significant tone and authority with however you speak. You go do an action even though you've never done it before. See, we have to start embracing making the move before we're ready. And we have to embrace discomfort.
Raj, I love what you just said, because you said every single one of us can do 25 times better right now, but the person listening to this is going to say, oh, that's going to take a lot of work. And that's a belief. And then you act as if that belief is true. So is the belief the trigger, and then you implement a new belief and the trigger is acting as if that belief is true?
The vision is always the trigger. The want is always the trigger. So the want always drives everything in the present moment.
But then, the trigger that you're off course.
Oh, if you're off course, it's still the want. I'm not on course with the want. So the want drives everything for me. So if you look at the want, let's say I was undisciplined for a day. Mm-hmm. And then if I really have a significant want that I've already accepted as a part of me, like this is what I'm doing no matter what. I don't care how it happens. I don't care what it takes. This is what I'm doing in my moral compass that is in harmony with my moral compass. And I go, gosh, for the last 2 days, I don't know where my mind has been. I've been letting the present control me. And I say, nope, I've got to build perseverance. I've got to weather this adversity that I got off track. And I go back and do one action step. What we have to start understanding, every discipline affects the next discipline. Every action affects the next action. We're going to go off course. This isn't about being a robot that we have to be perfect every second of the day. we have to think is our dominant thinking as the person we want to be. The person who is achieving significant goals has significant standards. The person who achieves significant goals has significant discipline. If I am not operating with that, I have to course correct it. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about belief. Belief is so important. I look at belief so differently than probably most people. The reason I believe so quickly, because I believe in my potential. And everybody has a significant amount of potential. Belief, again, is not just positive thinking, fake thinking. It's an unwavering belief in your potential. And it's an identity that aligns with where you want to be. That's where belief comes in. That's where faith comes in. Faith is not seeing how it is. It's seeing how I want it to be. That's what faith is. And we have to start being able to look in the mirror and seeing ourselves already as the person we want to be. And as we do that, I promise you, it works for every person every day who is doing this. Their outside world is going to shape and match that.
Raj, I love, love, love what you just said about belief and faith, because we're all believing and having faith in something, whether that is abundance or lack, whether that is, you know, it's going to work out or that's not going to work out. This obstacle is too big for me. You know, if you have a really big goal, you're going to come up against some big obstacles. You're going to come up against things that you don't know how to handle. You don't know how to get through. So how do you use this act as if to keep yourself in the faith, in the belief, in the goal achieved?
Well, you're going to have to develop significant mental endurance, because it's not going to show up just doing it one day. It's a way of being. It's no different than somebody who goes on a diet, loses the weight, then gains it back. It's not a way of being. Then you have the person who builds a health consciousness where they change their way of being around nutrition, exercise, and their mindset around it. It's the same thing. So how we perceive ourselves dictates the actions we take and how we lead ourselves. So our perception of ourselves is the foundation of our results. But how many times have you committed that I'm doing this, and all of a sudden you took actions that you would have never taken before? And then how many times have you been in a wish or a hope, I'm going to do this, you overpromise and underdeliver? Well, both of them have different energies. So when you're convicted, when you have a strong conviction, the universe brings everything in your favor. The universe is no dummy. It knows when you make a decision. It knows when it's a wish or a hope. It knows when you negotiate with yourself. So it's about the preparation. We have to prepare ourselves and be determined in our preparation of the person we're going to become. And so that's how it happens. Think of a sales professional. They're not making sales, not making sales, not making sales. They're like, oh, I've got to pay my car payment. I got to pay my mortgage. Then all of a sudden they get locked in, and then they'll see a bunch of sales come in. Well, why don't they make that their standard? Because they only do it when it's coming from worst case scenario. We want to start operating and make success automatic by thinking, feeling, and acting like the person we want to become. And we've got to take the action before we're even ready to take the action. That's when the game changes in your favor and you play the infinite game by your rules, not the finite game in bondage.
Woo! All right. We just got off of a Q&A call for our Quantum Leap coaching program right before this. And you said something so good on that call. You said you have to do today's work today. You can't do tomorrow's work today. You got to do today's work today. You can't jump ahead. You can't hit the fast forward button. And I think that applies to this concept so well, because a lot of times you'll be able to act as if for a day or a week. And if you don't get the results, you think, well, this didn't work for me. How do you just focus on doing today's work?
This, once again, is the importance of philosophy. We can only do today's growth today. I can't do tomorrow's growth until I do today's growth. And we have to make our personal growth sacred. And we've got to spend the time, real disciplined time, an hour a day, doing your personal development work. And then the rest of the day, thinking like that person, acting like that person. Like, I could tell you, I was doing act as if unconsciously when I changed my life. That first year, I was acting like the person, even though I was not that person yet. I was taking actions that I had never taken before. That's how we change it. But there's so many recipes to success. And, you know, you can get there in different ways. You can get there working and trading your time for money. You could work there effortlessly. you could work sometimes effortlessly, sometimes hard. But the one dominant recipe of success is standard. You will watch a successful person. They will never waver from their standard. They never let anything get in the way of their standard. And I'm talking about people who performed it year after year, decade after decade. They will not let anything get in between it. But they know there is no standard without action. There is no standard without discipline. There is no standard without thinking in a certain way. A person who's created success after success after success, their dominant philosophy is, I am not letting the physical results control my mindset. But the masses, they do the opposite. I had a sale, I lost it. So they're going to get depressed because they lost a big sale. I watch it every day. I watch it every day with clients. They don't know how much they're taking themselves backwards. We got to get in the habit of letting it go. True success is about who you become. It's not about what you get. It's about who you become. Chase the feeling that you want, that feeling of fulfillment, that emotional freedom, that ability to count on yourself. There's nothing greater than that feeling. But we have to spend the time in preparation, because what we do in private where nobody sees it is what you're going to get rewarded in public. The person who is not working on their mindset in private, I promise you, their results are going to reflect. They're the most reactionary people. Their temper is always up and down, up and down. And their results are always up and down.
Raj, this has been such a good episode. I want to go ahead and jump into the action step. How can someone go about implementing this?
Well, first, remember the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. We've got to do the first step. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to be great. And you have to think like the person you want to become, not the person you currently are, or else you're going to keep getting the same results. So for the month of April, I want you to take actions out of your comfort zone, like the person who already achieved it. What type of actions would the person who achieved your dream be taking? Every night before when you're going to sleep, your head is on the pillow. I want you to imagine that you're already living your dream. I want you to literally picture how you would be living. And I want you to have the confidence you would have and start acting like that confident person. Whatever you do, I want you to believe in your potential. You have so much potential inside of you that's dying to come out. I don't need you to believe in what I'm saying. I don't encourage you to not believe it because I know it works. But I want you to believe in your potential, and you're going to activate so much good. And start looking at your habits. What habits don't serve me? What habits are not in harmony with my dream? Got to get rid of them. Let them go. Let them go right away. Don't say, I got to write them down. No, just let them go. And start picking one pinnacle habit that will bring all your habits up. And as you do the combination of this, you're going to make success automatic, and it's going to be absolutely effortless.
Amazing. Thank you, Raj. And hey, we're actually doing a 5-day free online event right now called Pivot Forward. It's happening on Zoom. We'd love to have you come join us. We just are going into day 2 today. If you're listening to this on Tuesday as this podcast airs, and you can catch the replay from day 1. So go ahead and send us an email, hello@bosscoachingco.com. If you want to join us for Pivot Forward, where Raj is unveiling a formula to unlock your next massive breakthrough, we would love to have you join us. And we'll see you next week for another episode of the 7-Figure Standard Podcast. Thanks, Raj.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 7-Figure Standard. We hope you found the insights and strategies helpful on your journey to success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more people like you. To learn more about Arash and Mikey and how Voss Coach & Co. can help you achieve your goals and reach new levels of success, visit VossCoachAndCo.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of 7-Figure Standard.